Chapter 2. The Picture. As they entered the house, they saw Dorian Gray. He was seated at the piano with his back to them, turning over the pages of some music by Schumann.
"You must lend me these, Basil," he cried.
"That depends on how you sit today, Dorian."
"Oh, I'm tired of sitting, and I don't want a portrait of myself,"
answered the boy, turning around. When he saw Lord Henry, a faint blush coloured his cheeks.
"Oh, I beg your pardon, Basil. I didn't know there was anyone with you."
"This is Lord Henry Wotton, an old friend of mine,"
said Basil.
"I'm very pleased to meet you,"
said Lord Henry, looking at him. Yes, he was wonderfully handsome, with his scarlet lips, honest blue eyes and golden hair. His face had the purity and candour of youth that inspired trust. No wonder Basil Hallward worshipped him. The painter was busy mixing his colours and getting his brushes ready. Then he turned to Lord Henry and said,
"Harry, I want to finish this picture today. Would you think it very rude of me if I asked you to go away?"
Lord Henry smiled and looked at Dorian Gray.
"Should I go, Mr. Gray?"
"Oh, please don't, Lord Henry. Basil is in one of his difficult moods, and I hate it when he's difficult. Basil, please ask Lord Henry to stay. I insist."
Hallward bit his lip.
"If Dorian wishes it, you must stay. And now, Dorian, take your place and don't move about or pay attention to what Lord Henry says. He has a very bad influence on all his friends, except myself."
While Basil was painting, Lord Henry talked and talked. And he had such a beautiful musical voice. His fascinating words touched a secret chord in Dorian that had never been touched before. Only music had had this effect on him.
"I believe that the aim of life is self-development, to realize one's nature perfectly. Every impulse we try to kill stays in our mind and poisons us. The only way to get rid of a temptation is to give in to it."
Dorian began to understand things about himself that he had never understood before. Words! How terrible they were! How clear and vivid and cruel! Lord Henry watched Dorian with his subtle smile. He knew when to speak and when to be silent. He was surprised at the sudden effect of his words on this fascinating boy.
"Basil, I'm tired of standing,"
cried Dorian Gray suddenly.
"I must go and sit in the garden."
"My dear fellow, I'm so sorry. When I paint, I only think of my work. I don't know what Harry has been saying to you, but you have a wonderful expression on your face."
Lord Henry and Dorian went out into the garden while Basil worked on the portrait. Dorian buried his face in the lilac blossoms and enjoyed their heavy perfume. Lord Henry murmured,
"You're right to do that. Nothing can cure the soul but the senses, just as nothing can cure the senses but the soul."
Dorian Gray turned his head away. He liked the tall, graceful young man who was standing by him, but for some reason he felt afraid of him.
"Let's go and sit in the shade,"
said Lord Henry.
"You mustn't let the sun burn your face."
"What does it matter?"
cried Dorian Gray, laughing.
"It should matter very much to you, Mr. Gray."
"Why?"
"Because you're young, and youth is the one thing that really matters."
"I don't feel that, Lord Henry."
"No, you don't feel it now. Some day, when you're old and ugly, you'll feel it terribly. You have a wonderfully beautiful face, Mr. Gray. Beauty is a form of genius. It's one of the great facts of the world, like sunlight or springtime. But your beauty won't last forever. When your youth goes, your beauty will go with it. Live the wonderful life that is in you. Be afraid of nothing. We degenerate into hideous puppets, tormented by the passions and temptations we were afraid to give in to. There is absolutely nothing in the world but youth."
Dorian Gray listened wide-eyed without speaking. he was experiencing a new emotion he could not express. Suddenly, the painter appeared at the door of the studio.
Dorian, come in.
They walked towards the house together.
You're glad you have met me, Mr. Gray,
said Lord Henry.
Yes, I'm glad now. I wonder if I'll always be glad.
Always? That is a terrible word. Women are so fond of using it,
said Lord Henry. After about a quarter of an hour, Basil stopped painting. He stood back and looked at Dorian and the painting.
It's finished,
he cried, and signed his name in red letters on the bottom of the canvas. Lord Henry examined the picture. It certainly was a wonderful work of art.
My dear fellow, this is the finest portrait of our times. Mr. Gray, come over and look at yourself.
Dorian looked at the picture, and for a moment his cheeks flushed with pleasure. The sense of his own beauty came to him like a revelation. Then he remembered Lord Henry's words about the brevity of youth and beauty. Yes, he would become wrinkled and old, and all the grace would disappear from his figure. He would become ugly. The thought froze his heart.
Don't you like it?
Cried Hallward.
Of course he likes it,
said Lord Henry.
It's one of the greatest things in modern art. I'll pay any sum for it. I must have it.
It is not my property, Harry.
Whose property is it?
Dorian's, of course,
answered the painter.
He's a very lucky fellow.
How sad it is,
murmured Dorian Gray, still staring at his portrait.
I'll grow old and horrible, but this picture will always remain young. If it were only the other way, I wish I could stay young and the picture grow old. I'd give everything for that. I'd give my soul for that.
Lord Henry laughed.
I don't think you'd like it, Basil.
No, I wouldn't,
agreed Basil.
Of course, you like your art better than your friends. How long will you like me? Only while I'm beautiful, I suppose. I'm jealous of the portrait, Basil. Its beauty will never die. Lord Henry is perfectly right. Youth is the most important thing in the world. I'll kill myself when I find that I'm growing old.
Don't talk like that, Dorian,
said Basil in amazement.
You're my dearest friend.
Basil turned to Lord Henry and asked angrily,
What have you been teaching him? Why didn't you go away when I asked you?
Lord Henry shrugged his shoulders.
It's the real Dorian Gray, that's all.
It isn't. Harry, I can't argue with my two best friends at the same time. Between you both, you have made me hate my best work. I'll destroy it now, before it destroys our friendship.
He picked up a palette knife. Dorian ran towards the painter and stopped his hand.
Don't, Basil. It would be murder.
I'm glad you appreciate my work at last, Dorian,
said the painter coldly.
Appreciate it? I'm in love with it. It's a part of myself.
Later, while they were having tea, Lord Henry suggested going to the theatre.
I'd like to come to the theatre with you, Lord Henry,
said Dorian.
Then you will come, and you will come too, Basil.
I can't. I have a lot of work to do.
Well, then, you and I will go alone, Mr. Gray.
The painter bit his lip and walked to the painting.
I shall stay with the real Dorian,
he said sadly. When the two men had closed the door behind them, Basil flung himself on the sofa, and a look of pain came into his face.